Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Overwhelmed rescue teams in Turkey and Syria continue to search for signs of life in the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by a catastrophic earthquake. The confirmed death toll from the world's deadliest quake in more than a decade approached 12,000 on Wednesday. While teams from more than two dozen countries have local emergency personnel on the ground, the scale and scope of destruction from Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake and its powerful aftershocks was so immense that many people are still awaiting help. Many Syrian refugees fled conflict in their homeland of Turkey, only to die in this week's devastating earthquake. They are returning in body bags, but their grief-stricken relatives cannot cross the border with them. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
They fled Syria's war, only to die among many thousands of others in the earthquake that struck southern Turkey and northern Syria this week. Usama Abdul Razak pulled his sister's body from the rubble in the Turkish city of Antakya.
She was pregnant in her final month. She was supposed to give birth in 2 days. She was supposed to go into labor. We pulled her out of the rubble, and her children are still under the rubble.
Local authorities will admit the dead into Aleppo province, but not their living relatives.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited a humanitarian tent city in the epicenter on Wednesday, consoling victims after the devastating earthquake. In a previous address, Erdogan admitted to problems with his government's initial response to the earthquake in southern Turkey amid anger from those left destitute and frustrated over the slow arrival of rescue teams. This is VOA News. The death toll from both countries was expected to increase as hundreds of collapsed buildings in many cities had become tombs for people who had been asleep in their homes when the quake hit. The United States held briefings in Washington and Beijing with foreign diplomats from 40 nations about the Chinese spy balloon shot down by a U.S. fighter jet on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Who's responsible for that? China is.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that the United States shared information it obtained about China's spy balloon with dozens of countries around the world. Information the U.S. says demonstrates that it was not a weather balloon, as Beijing has claimed, but an airship that was used for espionage. Said Chinese spy balloons have flown over several other countries, too.
That was Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Nuclear-armed North Korea unveiled what could be a new solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile during a nighttime parade, analysts said on Thursday, citing commercial satellite imagery. North Korea held the widely anticipated nighttime military parade on Wednesday, an event expected to showcase the country's latest weapons to mark the founding anniversary of its army. The country's state media had not reported on the parade as of Wednesday night, but satellite imagery from the U.S.-based firm Maxar Technologies showed military vehicles and crowds in Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. European Union leaders are to meet Thursday for a summit dominated by migration, the economy, and, not surprisingly, Ukraine. Reports suggest President Volodymyr Zelensky, who arrived in London on Wednesday, may attend the Brussels summit in person. From Paris, Lisa Brand has more for VOA.
The EU's two-day summit comes ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and days after top EU officials held a summit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky wants several things from the Europeans: to speed up Ukraine's bid to join the EU, more weapons ahead of an expected Russian offensive, and more sanctions against Moscow. Brussels is also expected to unveil a 10th sanctions package against Moscow later this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Brazilian authorities have launched an operation to reclaim indigenous territory from thousands of illegal gold miners who've contaminated rivers and brought famine and disease to one of the most isolated populations of the world. On Tuesday, federal agents destroyed a helicopter, an airplane, a bulldozer, and logistical support structure. Dozens of illegal gold miners are fleeing the region, a difficult trip that can take days on foot through the Amazon rainforest. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.